Introduction to the Gospel of John. The New Testament begins with four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each Gospel describes the life and teachings of Jesus from different perspectives and with different audiences. Matthew, Mark, and Luke have many similarities and are called the Synoptic Gospels. Synoptic is a Greek word that means seen together or having a common view. It is thought that Matthew and Luke and Mark had the same source material when they wrote their Gospels, or Matthew and Mark may have used Mark's writings when they wrote their Gospels, since many of the verses are exactly the same in the first three Gospels. However, the Gospel of John is quite different. It records many events and teachings of Jesus that are not found in the other Gospels. Author and date. Most scholars believe that John, one of Jesus' disciples, wrote the Gospel of John, and he and his brother James were fishermen. John was undoubtedly Jesus' closest friend. He referred to himself as the disciple who Jesus loved, and John claimed to be an eyewitness of the events that he described in the Gospel of John. According to tradition, John wrote the Gospel between 80 and 100 AD from Ephesus. Purpose and unique characteristics. And by the way, to those listening to this audio introduction, there's much more material in the written file that we'll make available for the introduction to the Gospel of John. I'm just giving you the highlights in this audio introduction. So back to the purpose and unique characteristics. John wrote this Gospel to communicate the truth about who Jesus is. He wanted people to grasp that Jesus was fully God and fully human. John wrote to make clear that Jesus is God, but came into this world and lived in a human body. The eternal Word of God became a human being. John stated his purpose in writing the Gospel in chapter 20, verse 31, when he said, "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." John wanted people to understand that Jesus, who Jesus was, so that they could believe in him. He wrote to give testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, and affirmed that if you believe, you do have eternal life. John wrote for both Jews and for Gentiles. We know that he was writing to Gentiles because he explained Jewish words and customs. For example, in chapter 1, verse 38, he said that the word rabbi means teacher. Well, obviously, Jewish readers knew this, but he wanted to explain to his non-Jewish readers. But John also appealed to Jewish readers by showing that Jesus not only fulfilled Old Testament prophecies, but also Old Testament types. For example, in John chapter 1, he called Jesus the Lamb of God. Jesus was the one who fulfilled all the Old Testament sacrifices and the Passover lamb in dying for our sins once and for all. And Jesus was, he called Jesus the ladder, referring to the dream of Jacob when he was fleeing from his home and saw a dream of a ladder reaching to heaven. And so John was speaking to both Jews and to Gentiles. The first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, focus on describing events in the life of Christ. John emphasized the meaning of those events. For example, all four Gospels record the feeding of the 5,000, but only John records the teaching of Jesus on the bread of life, which followed this miracle. John's Gospel concentrates almost entirely of the ministry of Jesus in and around Jerusalem during the temple feasts. Matthew, Mark, and John, however, focus on the ministry of Jesus in the northern part of Israel around Galilee. The Synoptic Gospels, the first three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, begin with a human genealogy of Jesus, tracing his ancestors back to Abraham and to Adam. The Gospel of John, however, begins with a prologue declaring the divine nature and eternal existence of Jesus. The first three Gospels describe what Jesus did and what Jesus said. John explains who Jesus was. John gives no account of Jesus' birth, no mention of his baptism. He doesn't talk about the institution of the Lord's Supper. There's no record in John of Christ's birth, his temptation, or his ascension. And there are no parables in John. So John, the Gospel of John is quite different. More than 90% of John, of the material in John's Gospel is not found in the Synoptic Gospels. And in the written introduction, there is a listing of all of these events found only in John. A brief outline of the Gospel of John will give insight into John's message. The first 12 chapters speak of the public ministry of Jesus. Chapters 13 through 17 are the private teaching of Jesus to his disciples. Chapters 18 through 20 describe the arrest, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus. And chapter 1 is the restoration of Peter at Lake Galilee in chapter 21. And now a little about the message and characteristics of John. There are five major themes and several other reoccurring words that we see in John. These five are, first of all, Jesus is God, the I Am. Jesus claimed, and this is what he was crucified for, that anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, John 14:9. And in John 10:30, he said, I and the Father are one. This angered the Jewish leaders immensely, and they began to plot to kill him. He made many statements, like, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the good shepherd, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way and the truth and the life, that focused on himself. He taught that he was the source of our life and sustenance and salvation. And finally, he claimed to be I Am. In John 8:58, he says, he told the Jewish leaders before Abraham was born, I Am. And this was the name that God gave to Moses for describing his holy name. So this very much angered the Jews, and it was a very clear claim to be equal to and to the Jehovah, God himself. So Jesus claimed to be God. Secondly, in John, a very strong theme is believe in Jesus and you'll be saved. As it says in John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, to as many as received him, he gave the right to become the children of God. And in John 3:16, God loved the world so much that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So the theme of believe in Jesus and you will be saved is repeated again and again. And then Jesus commanded us to love and serve each other. He said, this is my command, love each other as I have loved you, John 15:12. And by this, all people will know that you're my disciples if you love one another like I have loved you. The third theme is about Jesus' relationship with the Father. He did everything through his relationship with his Father. He came to reveal the Father to us. He said in John 5:19 that I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also. And the word Father is used more than 120 times in John's Gospel. So, in my opinion, this is the central theme of the book, even though there are many other important themes. And finally, Jesus came to give us life. In John chapter 1, verse 4, John stated, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men, all mankind." Jesus came to give us abundant life. He said, "I have come that they may have life abundantly." And this word for life is Zoe, the word referring to divine life, the life that God gives. Jesus came to indwell us through the Holy Spirit, to give us the life of God so that we can live to the full, live life the way that he designed us to live it. And finally, there are a few other important words in John that I won't take time to describe here. The words glory, logos, Holy Spirit, and then light, darkness, the world, witness, and spiritual rebirth. So I'm looking forward to this study. I believe that we all will be very much blessed and that we will experience more and more of the life of God through Christ and the grace that comes through him. So God bless you as we begin this study of the Gospel of John.